From the Go Foods team, I'd say we saved the best for last, but I'm looking for rescue here. From the Go Foods team, please welcome to the stage the dynamic duo of Scott and Krista Anderson.
Close to your mouth. This is intimidating to follow that.
Wow.
It's exhausting to follow that. That is pollen burst wrapped up in a human.
Yeah.
I think maybe you can snort pollen burst and that's the result.
Oh boy.
That's what he was doing backstage.
Now we've got another one. Oh gosh, we should have done the Rising Stars on day one when they were still, you know, a little scared of the convention. Now what's happened?
We could still just end on that one. And you know.
I've never felt threatened as much before about my duties on stage. Scott and Krista, you guys have been around the industry for a little while, and I know that you came to Youngevity through the Go Foods team. And you kind of just, like a good pot of chicken cheddar rice. You just kind of simmered for a little while, and then recently, something happened. That pot has just boiled over, and you guys are hitting ranks like crazy. And tell us a little bit about what happened. What's that transition all about?
Well, transition's hard. Change is hard. So one thing that happened for us is we had a lot of really, really great people who have helped us through the transition. I think we're finally, it took a while, but we're through the transition now, and we feel like we have our footing. But there are great people, whether it was our upline or even outside of our upline, who put a lot of belief in us. And we've been able to put that confidence in our team. It actually took a long time for us to be able to step back from the people who were part of our existing team who were resisting the change, to be able to say, you know what, we're going forward no matter what. You can come or you can go, but we're moving forward with Youngevity, with or without you. And amen. And we're there. We're there now. And that's, I think, that attitude, that behavior, that's translated into confidence for us and for the people we're working with.
Fantastic. When you hear the word Youngevity, what does that mean to you?
Okay, so it's
a short version.
Yeah, it used to be really complicated. Honestly, we didn't know anything about Youngevity when Go Foods was acquired by Youngevity. We'd never heard of it before, which for us was great because it meant that there were a lot of other people who hadn't heard of it. The market was wide open. But Youngevity for us now means a future, a legacy, a family, a community, a lifestyle. It's all those things.
Fantastic. Those of you that don't know this, we went to a little retreat in Utah not too long ago. It was a few months back. And there was a segment that Todd and Todd Smith had put together. We went skeet shooting. Mm-hmm. Now, what was interesting, there was two things that I was amazed by at that little event. One was seeing Bill Andreoli fire a gun for the first
Impressive.
Time.
Impressive.
He channeled that channeled his inner Italian, and he was shooting a 12-gauge from the hip. But the other was watching you shoot clay pigeon after clay pigeon after clay pigeon. One would not guess that...
In heels.
That's true, in heels. You thought we were going to training.
I didn't know we were shooting. I thought we were training. So I didn't know it was that kind of training.
Had I realized it, we would have brought a picture. We have a picture of you. I think you were wearing a skirt, heels, very mm-hmm. businesslike, with a gun in your hand. And
that's how we roll at Go Foods.
You know, talk to us a little bit about the intensity. You share, you have the same intensity in your business that you had that day. You know, getting us dinner. But by the way, Go Foods does taste better than clay pigeon. Because Todd told us you shoot it, you have to eat it. Anyway, talk to us a little bit about intensity.
I both Scott and I know how to work. And we may not know how to do everything, and we certainly don't, but we know how to work. And we both grew up with families with really, really strong work ethics. I grew up in a family, my mom was diagnosed with a terminal illness when I was very young. And so we had to take care of ourselves from a very young age. So I've always known that work is the key to making something happen. Even if it's sloppy sometimes, you still continue with the work. So we've put our heads down. We've decided, just like Dr. Ariaza has said, that you can work for a short period of time really, really hard to enjoy benefits long term, or you can work for a long, long time and not really ever have the benefits if you don't channel it the right way. So I think more than anything, we've just put work into it and have our heads down, and we're focused, and we've got our eye on the prize.
Scott, how did you...
I was wondering if that transition was going to take place.
Oh, she does such a great job. I just smile and nod.
Did you have any idea that this was going to turn into what it did when the GoFoods longevity marriage happened?
You know, honestly, no. It was, change, when you're not looking for change and it's somewhat imposed upon you or forced upon you or just shows up at your door, especially when it comes to your career and your check and your livelihood and your family, it can be very scary, you know. And for us, it was one of those things that we weren't looking for it, you know, and we didn't really know what longevity was. We'd heard a little bit about Doc Wallach, you know, and who hasn't heard of Doc Wallach? And, but as... like Krista said, as we were exposed to more and more of what the bigger picture was, and but you know, great upline, Todd Smith, Blake Graham, we couldn't be luckier. I think there's a lot of great leaders in this company, not taken away from anybody, but we love Todd and Blake, and they were very they're very sympathetic to our situation, you know, and they sat us down right from the get-go before we could even really pronounce longevity, and they said, we understand you weren't looking for us, you know, and we understand you're not here because you chose to be here, but you're here because of this bigger picture thing, this transition, this acquisition, you know, and all this kind of stuff, and so there was that period of time where we, put the faith out there, you know, and went through a bit of a curve, you know, and curve indicates dips, you know, it's ups and downs, it's a roller coaster, and but you know, today looking back, you know, best thing that could have happened, bar none.
So. Absolutely.
All right.
And I think not for nothing.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. I really think that Todd Smith and Blake Graham have a future with this organization.
They might. They might be onto something.
I really do. They're kind of.
Well, I think their probation period's now over.
Done.
After 18 years.
Well, you guys are awesome.
Thank you so much for everything.
And
one other thing I've noticed there's some really impressive name badges here. And Scott and I are varying heights. There's a big difference in height between us. And so I've noticed my name badge looks a lot bigger on me than it does on him. And so you've asked everybody about their goals, and we have a goal. We want to have a really great name badge at the next convention, and to motivate us, I brought one with me. I made one.
Visualizing.
Yes. So next time, I'm hoping to be wearing, and along with our team, a name badge like this.
Wow.
That is awesome.
You need.